Today on the podcast, I am sharing one of my favorite recipes. This is a beet sweetened hot chocolate. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm Samantha Attard, your host, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm a yoga instructor, Ayurvedic coach, and doula, here to share lessons and the teachings that I've been applying in my own lives, but also have been seeing in my work with clients and students so that we all can bring a little more balance and bliss to our everyday. Thank you so, so much for joining. And if you do like this podcast, I truly appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes, favoriting it on Anchor, or of course, sharing it with your friends. I truly appreciate it. A heads up, I do sometimes use explicit language, so if you or someone around you has some sensitive ears, just please be aware and thanks for your understanding. So today, I am very, very excited to be sharing with you my recipe for the hot chocolate that I drink every morning. You'll probably, if you follow me on Instagram at BeHappyHealthyHuman, you've probably seen a photo of it because I am so enamored with it. I get excited every day, and then I take a photo of it basically every day. And I know it's the same photo. I know it looks the same, but it really just makes me so happy. So I share it with you all. So this morning hot chocolate is very important to me. I gave up coffee and caffeine about 2.5 years ago. I actually have a blog post all about how I did that while staying sane. So feel free to search Happy Healthy Human Caffeine if you want to read up on how I did give up caffeine after having a 2 cups a day habit for over a decade. So it was a big switch up for me, but really good one. I feel very good now that I have given it up. So happy to go into that more if that's something that's of interest to you all. Let me know. But what I really missed, even more than just like the taste or coffee or the caffeine effect, I really didn't miss the caffeine effect. What I missed was having a morning ritual and a morning beverage that I really enjoyed. And when you think about it, like I used to drink just black coffee, so no calories. I had my full breakfast, this beverage with caffeine, and that was it. But as I started to think about, okay, wait, what could I drink instead? And as I was shifting up my breakfast, I realized that I actually could shift some of the calories from the food I was eating into the drink that I was having. And it was a nice switch because, again, you know, for years I had been like, oh, I don't want to drink anything that has calories in it. You want to eat your calories because you chew and you feel more satisfied and more satiated. And that's true for a lot of times. But when you're actually having your meal, when you're drinking a drink with food that you're eating, it's not as important that that there's no calories in the drink and only all the calories in the food, especially since I know I'm not really overeating in the actual food that I'm consuming. So basically every morning I have this little baked apple that I cook on the stovetop, and there's some coconut oil in it and some spices and some peanut butter, and it's absolutely delicious, but definitely would not be enough to hold me over. I could use a little more protein, a little more calories, and so this hot chocolate has become a really huge part of my morning. And this hot chocolate, it's constantly evolving, but I finally hit on one that my fiance, like the first time I made it for him, he was like, this is really good. What did you do? What did you change? Because sometimes it's hit or miss, I'm not gonna lie. But we've been going on about 3 weeks now with him actually having a glass every day. So I feel like this recipe is a winner. And so I'm ready to share it with you all. So one of the major changes that I made just recently to the hot chocolate was actually getting rid of the sweetener. So I used to put molasses or sometimes honey in the hot chocolate, and I actually switched over to using beet powder. Now, I've had many mixed feelings about sweeteners, both natural and refined sweeteners, over the years. It's really interesting. Over at UNC, when I was getting my PhD in nutrition, we were taught sugar is sugar is sugar. The calories of white sugar is the same as maple syrup. It's the same as honey. Like, you know, we're all just kidding ourselves that we think that natural sweeteners are better for us. That being said, natural sweeteners are different than refined sugar. Natural sweeteners like maple syrup and honey and molasses have sometimes fiber involved, if you're thinking of something like dates. They have a lot of nutrients like vitamins and minerals, iron, calcium, potassium. And this has an effect. I cannot believe that it does not have an effect, even if, you know, our Western science is saying that it doesn't have an effect, because I can say very much from personal experience that when I eat something with white sugar in it, I feel like crap. I call it like the sugar anger. Like I feel good for like 10 minutes and then suddenly I get really kind of just not as nice as usual. And I'm like, what the heck happened? Like what happened here? And then it always comes back to you just ate some sugar. It's really crazy. But that doesn't happen when I have maple syrup or honey. Who knows? Completely N of one. I know this is not the reason to avoid white sugar because Sam gets angry when she has it. But I will just say I feel different when I have natural sugars. But even still, I do know that sugar and natural sugars also do contain some inflammatory compounds. Just by having it, the nature of having carbs and sugar is a slight bit of inflammation. And as I've had more and more Ayurvedic clients that really need to reduce inflammation because they have certain disorders or diseases, I started to become more aware of, okay, wait, actually, could I be doing something to decrease some of the inflammation in my body as well? This is also really important when we think about the menstrual cycle for women of reproductive age, that that inflammatory compounds could be making periods and period cramps worse. So this was another reason why I was like, okay, let me see if I can even get rid of even a lot of the natural sweeteners. So I've been doing a lot of switch over to things like dates and bananas. But then I had my hot chocolate that I have every morning that I love so much. Okay, what could I do instead? I chose beet powder. Now, beet powder is fabulous. So beets, yes, they have some sweetness to them. They are a carbohydrate, but they also have potassium, manganese, vitamin C, vitamin Bs. And the main one why I was so excited about beet powder is because of its nitrate content. So nitrates are compounds that are found in beets and greens. They're also found in a lot of proteins, like in animal proteins, like steaks and burgers and beef. But I want to preface this with saying that nitrates, when you consume them, if you consume them without a high amount of protein, so this means the plant-based forms of nitrates, they're converted to nitric oxide in your body, which ultimately helps you reduce your blood pressure. It's a vasodilator, so it allows your body to essentially calm down to reduce inflammation. If you do have nitrates with a bunch of protein, I'm sorry, I can't remember the exact chemical compound it turns into, but basically you don't get the same nitric oxide effect. You get a blood pressure up effect rather than a blood pressure down effect. So I'm not suggesting that you should go out and eat a burger to reduce your blood pressure, no way, Jose, but beet powder or, again, spinach, these things can have an impact to reduce blood pressure and to make you feel good. It's a super fascinating sense of science. Same if you want to get this beautiful blood pressure reducing impact, don't use mouthwash because you actually need, are you ready for this? You need the bacteria in your mouth to help you convert the nitrates correctly. Amazing research. So that's a whole other thing about oral care and mouthwash. But point of the story is beet powder is great for you and is great for reducing inflammation, whether you're experiencing allergies, if you have those painful cramps, if you have high blood pressure, beet powder is a great one. But again, it also, because it's a carb, it has a little bit of sweetness that we need. The other thing that was really awesome of thinking about how do I go about reducing the sugar in my hot chocolate was realizing that there's a lot of foods that have a sweet taste without being sugar. And in Ayurveda, we see this. We talk about the rasa, the taste, and the sweet taste doesn't necessarily mean just sugar. So for example, coconut, and I use coconut flakes in my hot chocolate, it has a sweet quality. Similarly, if you add vanilla and cinnamon, you basically trick your brain into thinking that there's sugar there because when you think of cinnamon, there is a sweetness there. Vanilla, same deal. And we usually put these flavors together with chocolate and sugar. So you're like, oh, yep, it's sweet. So the last thing I'll say about this recipe before I actually share it with you is it is vegan, it is gluten-free, it is sugar-free now, woohoo! It is super delicious, there's some good protein in it, there's great omega-3s and omega fatty acids in there. It is perfect addition if you're having a smaller breakfast to get some extra calories in. This is a thick hot chocolate, this is not like random little snack hot chocolate, this is a heavy hot chocolate, but man, is it so, so good. So let's get to the recipe. This one is to make 2 cups, so you can always reduce this down if you'd like. And what you're going to need for it, and by the way, this will all be on my blog, so you can always read this recipe as well. But in this recipe, 1 tablespoon of coconut flakes, 1 tablespoon of chia seeds, 2 tablespoons of raw cacao powder, so this is unsweetened cacao powder, 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon of your beet powder, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and then 16 ounces of water. combine all of these in a high-powered blender. We put it in the Vitamix. Mix it up for about 60 seconds. Longer is better for sure, because the coconut particularly has a hard time getting all mixed up and mixed in. So give it a good 60 seconds, even though it looks like it's smooth, give it some time. And then what we do is we pour the contents of the blender into a small saucepan. We'll warm it on low heat with the pan covered. So not too high of heat. We don't want it to happen too fast. We don't want it to burn, and keep the pan covered so that the heat is moving through it. I might give it a stir or two, and you want it to be warm, but not super bubbling. So if you're starting to see a little bubbles, it's done. And if you do boil the hot chocolate, it's still fine. It's just going to create a little bit of clump. So if you want to avoid that, take it off before it gets too hot. So you kind of have to watch over it. But all in all, this takes about 5 to 7 minutes to make, and you will be so damn happy. If you are a coffee drinker, I'm sure a little shot of coffee in there, a little shot of espresso in there would taste delightful. But of course, feel free to give it a try without it, because it's amazing without it. And you might find you don't even need your coffee that day because you feel so good. And I just really love this recipe, and I hope you enjoy it as well. This proof that you can live without a sweetener, whether it's refined or unrefined. Obviously, the beet has some carbohydrates in there, but this is all with good fiber and other nutrients so that you have a slow digestion of it and it feels really good in your body. So there you have it, another episode in the books. Thank you so much for listening. Again, feel free, please, to share it, to leave a review, and to let others know if you are enjoying this podcast. Same, I would love to hear your feedback and any ideas you have for future podcasts, because I always love to chat with you all about that. You can find me on Instagram at BBE, Happy Healthy Human, as well as BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. And thank you so much for joining.